at the Crows Rooms. Paul Seedsman's been good enough to join us. Paul, I mean, we're just sitting back here saying, as a footballer, these are the nights you just cherish, considering the position you're in and to get over the line. Just take us through the immediate feeling of a group that, as we've just been saying, seems to be really, really tight-knit and forming something pretty special.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you nailed it. These are reasons why you play footy, for wins like that, and the moments after the game in the locker room with all the boys. And, you know, it's really good reward for effort. We've been in a few close games this year, lost a few, and we've won a couple. So, no, it's a great feeling.
So, message at halftime. You had a small period of dominance in the second half of the second quarter where you kicked a few points and then you got one on the board through McAdam, which sort of gave a bit of life to the contest. What was the message at halftime in terms of what you needed to even up?
As you said, in the second quarter, probably about 5 or 10 minutes into the second quarter, you felt the shift of momentum. And, we got smashed around the ball in the first quarter. I think we were minus 15 in contested possession. So that was something that we had to address as midfielders, but also forwards competing ahead of the ball. For the rest of the game, I think we responded, and the mids as well as the forwards, took it on themselves and got that done, which we were able to bring the ball down in the forward line and create some opportunities for the small blokes, and the big blokes took a couple of grabs as well. So we were very confident going into half time that we just needed to trust our system and keep playing that way and just keep grinding away. And I'm not sure that we planned to leave it till about a minute to go to get in front, but a positive to the group. We just kept coming.
It was a masterclass in contested ball and also clearance work, particularly in the second half. But I thought the difference in ball movement and more risk-taking compared to the first quarter, everything was long down the line. It was very laboured. There was a lot of turnovers. Highmore and Howard was sort of swooping on everything. Was that just a shift in focus from the group? Was anything said? Because I thought it was noticeable how you moved the footy.
No, to be honest with you, we didn't actually talk about the football apart from getting the ball, get momentum, get the ball going forward from stoppage, plenty of surge kicks. But that was probably just something as a byproduct of getting back in the contest and we were able to put blokes into a bit more time and space to make some better decisions and shift that ball, as you said, because the conditions didn't change. It was slippery and drizzly all night. So, it wasn't spoken about, but, it's a reason why we're able to get back in the game as well.
And, Paul, I reckon there would have been very happy emotions out on the ground when you saw Riley Thilthorpe just pop it over his shoulder at the top of the goal square and pop it through. Where were you on the ground when all that unfolded?
Yeah, I was probably around the 50 mark, so I didn't know whether it had been touched or not, so I waited for someone to go up, and then obviously, it was up. I was very happy with that, but unfortunately the runner came out and said there was a minute and a half to go, so you knew it was going to be tough. Saints were going to throw everything in that last minute and a half, and the pleasing thing for us was we were able to get our structure right behind the ball and play the way that we wanted to play in the last minute 30 and got the job done.
And just to see that the young kids, like the resilience that they showed tonight, so the fact that you were scoreless halfway through the second quarter, the never give up sort of attitude, which of course is led by the veterans, but the kids, the willingness and I suppose exemplified by what Riley Thilthorpe did in the later stages of the match, just to see that and I suppose the confidence grow with these young kids.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. These kids just want to get better every day, and they've got incredible drive to do that. And that's something we're working on as us older boys to make sure that we continue to drive that through games and make sure that they have the belief in themselves, because we believe in them. With each game that's played, you can see the belief growing in themselves, which is creating a greater connection to the entire team. And a couple of these close wins that we've been able to have, against Melbourne and again tonight, it's going to be unbelievable for these young fellas going forward.
Good on you, Paul. Well done. I think very watchable, the Crows. First trip you guys have made up to Cairns. Tough conditions, a little bit of rain, greasy footy, but, a win that just could be a real club changer, a game changer in a sense, just to really cement what you guys are putting in place. But to get a win, a bit of vindication, I suppose, is the word I'm looking for. Well done. Enjoy the ride for tonight while you can still celebrate when you don't have to think about next week.
That's it. No, thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.